We're going to start with number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. Favorite that you'd like to suggest that we sing, just quietly raise your hand so I can see you. I look for quiet hands. I don't look for people who are blurting out. So, yes. 37. Number 37. The gospel of thy grace.
Amen.
you. That's a nice song. It connects really, really well with our Sunday school verse, doesn't it? Yes. 39. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Sounding really, really good. Thank you for doing such a good job. Who else has a favorite? And if you have a favorite that's not in here, we can still try and sing it. Number 30. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you. time for about three more songs. Anyone else have a favorite? Yes? Jesus Loves Me? Okay, let's sing the first verse of Jesus Loves Me. That's number 40, just the first verse. Jesus loves me, then
I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Anyone down here have a favorite? Anyone up? Yes. Number 21. And we'll sing one more after this one. Number 21.
Decide for Christ.
Give out the last one. Which number? She says number 27. For this last one, let's all stand up. We've got something to sing about, don't we? My God, I have Thank you very much. You can just put your song sheets maybe underneath your chairs or in a safe spot. Before we get started, is it okay if I just ask a few questions? Just a chance for me to kind of get to know you guys better. Raise your hand if you had a chance to go swimming last night. Oh, wow. Raise your hand if you had a chance to go swimming Friday night, so you got a chance to do it twice. Good. Anyone have a favorite part of the pool that they liked the most? Anything that you liked? What was your favorite part of the swimming pool? The deep end? What was your favorite part? What's that?
The first time we went in.
The first time that we went in? Good. Anybody have anything really good for breakfast that they want to share with us that you really liked? What did you have for breakfast this morning?
She had pancakes.
Anyone else have something really good that they want to share? What did you have this morning? You? Egg and sausage sandwich?
Mm.
And how about you? You had hash browns? Did you go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
You did? Anybody else go to McDonald's this morning?
Whoa.
And since I'm in Canada, I have to ask this question. Anybody have Tim Hortons this morning? That's called connecting with the adults and the older ones, too. Okay, let me ask another question. Did anyone learn the memory verse for this week? Whoa, look at all those hands go up. We have a few volunteers who would like to say the memory verse. I just use this mic. Okay. Start.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Outstanding. Who else would you like to direct?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Well done. Okay, I see your hand. Would you like to do it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
That was marvelous. Would you like to do it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Well done. Okay, I see some more hands.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 3:16.
Very good, very good.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Nice job, thank you.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. John 3:16.
Very good. Did you want to say it using that microphone? Oh, okay.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Maybe one more. Would you like to do it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Very, very good. Your dads and moms must have worked really, really hard to help you learn that verse. Okay, before we go any further, we're going to pray and ask the Lord's help. So what I need everybody to do is to close their eyes and close their mouths, and we're going to pray, okay? Our blessed God and Father, we just ask for thy help this morning. We thank you for all the children and all the adults who are here this morning. And as we open up the Holy Bible, we pray that we would have listening ears and open hearts. And we pray this morning that there would be precious souls who would be saved. And we pray that the ones who are saved would have a desire to live wholeheartedly for thee. We ask this in thy worthy and precious name. Amen. So good to see everybody here. Thank you for coming. I like Sunday school. Sunday school is not just for children, it's for adults too, because we are all still learning and still growing. And we had about 7 to 10 people just quote a very important verse from the Bible. They weren't just quoting 25 words that they had learned. They were quoting verses from the Bible, telling us about someone very, very important and someone very, very special who came into this world and died on the cross for us. And who is that person? That's the Lord Jesus, and He is right. Does anyone know what today is? It's not just called Sunday or Lord's Day. Today's a special day. What is it? Yes. Today is Easter. And this morning I want to talk about a very, very important event that happened years ago. Does anyone think they might know what that event is? It's a life-changing event. Yes. Jesus rose from the dead. How many of you believe that's true? Good. Look at all the hands up. Very good. It is true. And as Bob Tony was telling us last night, that it is a historical fact not only from the Bible, but educated people who have lots of knowledge will tell you, yes, it's true. If you have a Bible, let's open it up to the book in the New Testament. It's called the book of Luke. And if you don't have a Bible, you can listen really carefully. Can you? As we're turning to the book of Luke, has anyone ever had a pet? Does anyone have a pet at home right now? What kind of pet do you have? A dog? What do you have? A fish? What do you have? A dog? What's your dog's name? What is it? Diego. Does your dog bark a lot? Is it a nice dog? Yeah. It is a chicken, 17 cats, and one dog. Who cleans up after all the chickens? Yes.
Cat.
You have a cat? What's your cat's name?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Okay. And what's your other cat's name?
Bells.
Bells. How about you?
Dog.
Yes. A dog? Anyone else have a pet?
I have a fish.
You have a fish?
Two fish.
What are your fish called? One for you and one for Daddy. It's nice to share. We had some pets when we were growing up. We had primarily cats and a few other things. And sometimes they would die. And when they were dead, that was the end. But today we're going to talk about not an animal, but a person who lived and who died and who rose from the dead. We're going to be talking about my best friend. Who do you think that might be? Yes. Jesus. Do you think she's right? She's right. So, in the Bible, and that's how we know it's true, we learn about a man, and his name was Jesus. But just backing up a little bit, Jesus was born many, many years ago. And did you know that he was the same age as you were one time? He was. He was the same age as these boys here. Same age as the ones down here. And he grew up and he did everything perfectly. He was kind. He was loving. He was obedient. And he never sinned. And he couldn't sin. But there came a point in time when he was about 33 years old. What happened then? After doing many wonderful miracles, after helping people, after telling people very important truths from the Bible, and helping set them up to live a successful life, what happened? They took that precious one, the Lord Jesus, and they nailed him to a cross. And they crucified him. Why did they do that? Why would they take an innocent man and nail him to a cross and crucify him? Yes?
Because they wanted to be better.
They didn't like him being so good. They didn't like him. They sure didn't like him. What else? They hated him. And why did they hate him? He had helped people get better. He had helped people who couldn't see, see. He helped people who couldn't walk, walk. Yes, Cameron. What's that? They didn't like Christians? Yes. They were jealous? Thank you guys for such good participation. Yes. And because of sin. And so that one, the Lord Jesus, they took him and they nailed him to a cross. They wanted to get rid of him. They did not want him. In fact, they would rather have a man named Barabbas who was guilty of murder go free than the Lord Jesus. And so wicked men, they took him and they nailed him to a cross. They had spit in his face. They had laughed at him. They had mocked him. There were even two other people on crosses, one on his right side, one on his left side, and they were egging him on too, saying stuff that they will regret. But while he was on the cross, there was 3 hours of darkness. And what happened? Yes? What's that? The veil in the temple rent in half. Good. He suffered for our sins. Yes. Wow. Your parents are doing such an amazing job of teaching you. Good. Yeah, can you hold on to that? You're right. And so there he was on the cross. And while he was on the cross, God punished him for sin that you and I had committed if we would believe on him. And that's what happened. And eventually, after finishing the work, Jesus died. Jesus died. Did you know that there was a man who was watching all that took place? He wasn't the only man. He was what was known as a centurion. And he was a man who had responsibility and authority over other people. And I believe that he had watched other people die, had seen this before. And as he was watching the events that day, knowing that this man who was hanging on the middle cross had not done anything wrong, was not guilty of a single crime, and seeing the way that he was treated, seeing the way that they spit at him, seeing the way that they mocked him, seeing how they laughed at him, seeing how the two thieves on the other two crosses were making fun of him, and seeing how Jesus handled it just perfectly, came to the realization that after the earthquake, after the hours of darkness, after hearing him say, "It is finished," you know what he came to the conclusion? He could say, "Surely," or "truly, this was the Son of God." Believe he had seen something he'd never ever seen before, and so did the others. As if he were saying, we can make no doubt about it, no mistake, that what just happened, that was the Son of God. But the story doesn't end there. Or does it? And this is where we want to focus on this morning. A very nice man named Joseph went to Pilate and begged and asked if the body could be taken down. The body was carefully taken down and it was put in a sepulcher. And Jesus is dead. He had said that he was going to die, but now he's dead. Jesus was going to be our Savior, but he's dead. What's going to happen? Could we be singing about Jesus this morning if he's dead? No. We're not following the teachings of a dead man. He was put into that sepulcher. And what happened? Would he rise from the dead? He had told people that he would. You see, if he didn't rise from the dead, he wouldn't be telling the truth, would he?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good to believe someone who doesn't tell the truth?
No.
They put him in the tomb. And you know what also they did? There was people who thought, we had better make sure that the disciples don't come and take him away. Because then they'll say he rose from the dead. So you know what they did? They went and got men who were guards and armed men, and they had them stationed around the sepulcher. Isn't that something? To have armed men guarding a dead man's tomb. That would make it really, really hard for someone to steal the body, wouldn't it? Do you think those soldiers were going to do a good job keeping that body there? Do you think there's any person who could keep that body there? No. No. Well, here's what happened. Listen very carefully. That night, the sun went down. The stars came up. Boys and girls had gone to bed. Dads and moms had gone to bed. Many people were asleep. And very early, that first day of the week, there was a great big earthquake. And the angel of the Lord came down and rolled back the stone that was covering the grave. And you know what? Up from the grave he arose. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus, rose from the grave. The angel didn't move the stone so he could get out. He rose from the dead. Triumph. A victor. Death no more has dominion over us. And the very one who was nailed to a cross, and the very one who died for you and me, rose from the dead. And he is alive today. In Luke chapter 24, it tells us about a lady named Mary. And it says, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass as they were much perplexed or kind of wondering what's going on, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, here's what the angel said. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And tonight, I'm sorry, this morning, we can share the good news that Jesus is not dead. Jesus is risen. And he was here on earth for 40 days. And then where he went back to heaven, Luke 24, it lets us know at the end that he was taken up into heaven. And the good news is Jesus is alive. And in Revelation it says, behold, I was he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. That is good news. That is exciting, isn't it? That our Savior lives. And our Savior is alive and in heaven this morning. And when we're here at Sunday school, and when we're here reading about him, we're not reading about a dead man, are we? We are reading about a man who is alive and has everything under perfect control, and about a man, the Lord Jesus, who is soon coming back to take us to be with him forever. Are you excited about that? I'm excited about that. Now, our memory verse said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. We only have about 5 minutes left. I've got to ask a couple good questions here. Do you believe in him? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You have everlasting life? Did you know that if you know Jesus as your Savior, even if you die, that is not the end, that you will live with him in heaven? Now, I need to ask a couple of questions. Can Jesus let everybody into heaven? No, he's not going to let everybody into heaven. If I wanted to go to heaven in my sins, could I get there? No. Is there anyone in this room who has not sinned? Everybody has sinned. What is sin like? Yeah. Sin is really, really bad, isn't it? Yeah. Sin is really, really, really bad. Really bad. I want everybody to say really bad. Let's try that again. Really bad. Sin is really bad. It's so bad that God cannot have it into heaven. Okay? Just kind of giving you a word picture. Sin is like a dirty, dirty diaper. That's gross. It's like the kind of dirty diaper that's got the brown stuff kind of coming out. It is that. It is bad stuff. Pretty soon I'm going to have to learn how to change one of those. And God cannot allow sin into heaven. Sometimes the boys and girls we pick up for Sunday school, they have their shoes outside the door because their parents don't want them to come inside the house with dirty shoes. But God cannot allow us to come into his home with a dirty heart. And so he said, I love you and I'm going to do something about that. I can't allow this sin into my home, but because I love you, I will go and die on the cross. And I will be punished for the sins that you have done. And if you will believe on me, those sins will be all forgiven. And you can come and live with me when you die. Did you know I'm going to have this thing, I'm going to live with your dad sometime in heaven? Yeah. In fact, I'm going to have the same address as a lot of people in this room, because when I die, I'm going to heaven, and so are many, many, many people in this room. We're all going to have the same address. We're going to be able to talk and visit, and it's going to be wonderful. But the question is, are you going to be there? Do you have everlasting life? If you don't, you can accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior today. And if you do, I need you to listen carefully. You know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you have a responsibility now to live for him. Okay? When you go back to school tomorrow and you say, Lord, help me with this test, or Lord, help me to do a good job today, you're not praying to a dead man. You're praying to a God who is in heaven and who can hear and who can work miracles and do amazingly, abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And you have friends at school that you can tell about the Lord Jesus. The older ones, you have friends that you work with, or you have neighbors in your community that you can speak to, and you can tell them, Jesus lives. That I went to a conference this weekend and I learned that Jesus lives. Jesus is my Savior. I love him and I am not ashamed. And I want you to know him too. Okay? So before we pray, I want you to think about this. Is Jesus my Savior? If he's not, would you talk to your parents today or come see me? And if he is your Savior, I want you to live wholeheartedly for him. I want you to read your Bible. I want you to pray. And I want you to learn more about the one who lives. Okay? We're going to pray. And after we pray, we have Sunday school papers that we'd like to give to you. You can come see me, or if I have some of the older ones who would like to be responsible helpers, I can give you some, and you could help me pass these out. So if you think that you'd like to help me out, please see me. Thank you for listening, and let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the wonderful truth that thou art risen. The Lord is risen. And we thank you for the wonderful truth that soon thou art coming back to take us to be with thee. We do pray for the dear boys and girls in this room who are not saved, that they would accept thee as their own personal Savior. And everyone else who is saved, we pray that they would have a desire to live wholeheartedly for thee until thy soon return. We just give thee thanks in thy worthy and precious name. Amen.